Well, the great thing about it is I've known for a couple of months that I had to play him. So, you know, I kind of got it, you know, got it through my head, you know, throughout that time and that process. But it was good to see him before the game and after the game. But once kickoff starts, it's time to just beat your opponent. And that's what we went out there and did.
How important was it yesterday? You got a completion right off the bat.
It was big. I mean, it was a third down. We needed a first down. And like I said during training camp and, you know, when I first signed here, I want Andrew to trust me. And that was a situation where I built trust with the quarterback. You know, third down, it's third and eight, and he's looking for somebody to make a play, and I made a play for him.
This offense, when you look at it, it looks tough to figure it out. Over the course of the last few months, obviously you've done that.
Yeah, definitely figured it out. You know, Pep makes it hard on you. You know, it requires a lot of studying away from the building. But once you get a hold of it, we know what we're capable of doing. All we got to do is execute.
Yesterday, the first two drives were outstanding. And a little bit of a lull, then you come back in the fourth quarter. Now, Andrew's done it eight times. You're out on the field. What was that last drive like?
It was a gut check. You know, you see the fire in Andrew's eyes, and we just follow suit from there. But we know that 12 is going to make a play. And, you know, on that last play that he scored on, I see him running my way. I just make a block, and, you know, he gets in. And that's what football's all about, moments like that.
Okay, you're going out, you're running out for a pass, you look over your shoulder, the quarterback's running. The reaction time, do you even think or just react?
I mean, since I started playing football in high school, and they teach it here, if you don't have the ball, you're a blocker.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm trying to run my route, but as soon as I see him tuck and run, my job is to block. You know, I would love to have 15 catches for 200-some yards or something like that, but to be able to make that block, to have Andrew score on us to win the game, I'll take that every week.
And, you know, the interesting thing, DHB, in his post-game interview, I think the first or second thing he said was, Darius had a big block. So the QB knows what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's good when your teammates, your peers see what you do and the effort that you give. And I'm going to just try to bring that each and every week. I know it's going to be ups and downs throughout the season. And as you see, we started the game strong, and then it was a little bit of a stall. But if your peers and your coaches notice the hard work you put in, that's gratifying at the end.
You've been around some pretty good receivers in your life. When you look over in the corner, you see Reggie, and you watch what he does, and he's 30 catches or a little less than that away from 1,000. Can you follow a guy like that? Does he help you?
Oh, he helps me so much. I mean, in practice, I think I've always been a hard worker in practice, but his attention to detail, his endurance in practice, that's making me a better football player. I went through the game yesterday and wasn't even tired. That's because Reggie's taught me how to practice. And it's very special to be in a room with him, and including T.Y. Even though he's younger than me, just the way he carries around with his confidence, everybody can learn from that.
You mentioned the room. It's a good room. It's a good locker room. How much does that help you get ready for games, knowing everybody's got your back?
It's great. I mean, the way we go about our work here, the way we grind it out, you know, Monday to Sunday. I mean, today, you know, every day is a grind day. And the walk in the locker room, see everybody working towards one goal, and that's to get into the playoffs, and then we take it from there. That makes it easy to come to work.
It was a win yesterday. There are still 15 games in front of you. A pretty good Miami club coming in. How soon do you mentally get ready for the next game?
You know, you come in on Monday, you watch the film, you learn from your mistakes, you joke around a little bit because you're glad you got a win, but you learn from your mistakes. But as soon as that film is done, you're on to the next team. So we're on to Miami right now. You got to start thinking about, you know, their guys. You got to think about Grimes and Nolan Carroll. I'm already on top of it right now, who we're facing.
You know, this game, you have to love the game to play this game. When did you first know, okay, this is what I want to do? I want to be a football player.
Well, I started playing fairly late. Started playing late in high school. And, you know, my junior year when I started getting some offers and everything, I still love running track and still in love with basketball. But it really hit me my redshirt freshman year at Maryland when we played Miami. And I knew I had a chance to do something special. And I knew I really fell in love with the game. at that moment?
I won't say I knew that we can do it, but you know, I knew that if we went out and, you know, played proper technique and, you know, just did our job, we can do anything we want to do. And you know, majority of the time we did our job, you know, that's why the plays were there to be made.
Hey, you averaged about 5 yards per carry yesterday, which is awfully good. For you yourself, did you feel comfortable maybe more than last year at the same time?
I mean, at this point in time last year, you know, I was nervous, you know. Rookie, first time in the NFL, regular season game on the road in Chicago, you know, hostile environment, you know, I was nervous, I'm not gonna lie, but you know, this year is it's kind of a different ball game. You know, I got a year under my belt, you know, been starting a while now, so I'm pretty comfortable with it now.
Watching Ahmad play for the first time under the lights with the Bullets live yesterday, what do you notice about his game? What can you take from his game that helps you?
You know, just his knowledge, you know, just little things he do on film. You can tell that he's been around the game a while, you know, whether it's setting up blocks or, you know, or doing little things in pass protection to you know, throw the defender off, you know, just little things, you know, to make you not work as hard.
Your primary goal is to carry the football and score touchdowns. What's the toughest part about playing running back?
You know, protecting number 12, you know. You know, when the big guys come, especially when they're coming from depth, you know, you got to stop them, cause, especially if they're coming from the weak side, you know, because, you know, you know that he's counting on you to pick him up, and if you don't pick him up, it can potentially be, you know, a bad play, if not a bad injury, you know. So you don't want to do that. If you do that, you might not have a job too much longer.
Going into the fourth quarter, you've done it so many times now. Yesterday was the eighth time. You have total confidence going out there in that last drive?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man, because you know, while we was in the huddle, when they went up, you know, I was telling the guys, I don't know if they were listening to me, but I was telling them, I was like, man, look, you know, we'd have been here a numerous amount of time. This is our game right here. And, you know, just happened, we went down and you know, got into the red zone, and number 12 ran it in, you know. So, I mean, just out there working hard, you know, we know we had to go win the game. You know, we had to, you know, do our job, and that's what we did.
Does it help knowing it was a win yesterday and you get off to a good start?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, anytime you can put a W, you know, in the win column, you know, it's big, you know. And just what happened yesterday, it was our first one, and I feel like that's going to create momentum for, you know, next week, and hopefully it can carry on week after that, and on to February.
He hadn't been in the football field for a long time. What was that first carry like yesterday?
Oh, man, it was just, you know, it was relieving just to get back, man, and you know, just to be a part of the team and feel that way. Yeah, it just felt great, you know, just to be out there with the guys, you know, that I've been with these last couple months, you know, and you know, we're a family now, so it's you know, it just felt heart relieving just to be out there with those guys.
You can get a lot done with mental reps and going to the classroom, that kind of thing. It's not much like the game and getting actually hit, is it?
Oh, nothing's like that, man. You know, when them bullets are flying, man, you know, it's nothing like that. You can't. Emphasize that more. I mean, not just, you know, just people coming at you full speed. But, you know, practice, it doesn't happen. Walkthroughs, it doesn't happen, and especially on the board. So, you know, just to have that happen, man, and be out there and get a hit a couple times, it felt good.
I'm just watching you, and you like to hit people. You like to get hit. Most people don't want to do that, Ahmad. When did you feel like you really liked this game and wanted to play?
You know what, man? I want to say, you know, when I was in high school, I played safety. So, you know, this contact was just what I loved, you know, coming downhill, being able to just, you know, full speed, run into somebody. And, you know, it just kept growing on me, you know, as I played a little longer. And, you know, I mean, when I was able to actually become just a running back in college, you know, I just knew then that, you know, that was my job, and you know, I was the one running from the hits, but, you know, the contact, you know, still came with blocking and different things. So, you know, I just, you know, I made that my love.